Hello and welcome to our Nutritional Endocrinology Practice Accelerator training session. This is the first of five of these very special training sessions, and I'm really excited to share this stuff with you. This first one is the components of a successful business, and we're going to overview what all the pieces are that you need to put into place to go from being a one-on-one face-to-face practice to being leveraged, or to create a thriving practice in the one-on-one model. And there's ways to do that. And I know all of you want to be successful from the standpoint of reaching more people, but also from the standpoint of making money so that you can support yourself to actually do this for a living. So we're gonna get started. I just wanna refresh you and make sure you know where all the resources are and where the recordings are gonna be of all of these calls. When you go to the main site and you click on INE Home, down towards the three quarters of the way down, you'll see NEPA Home. You click on that, and that's a special resource page just for members of Practice Accelerator. Once you do that, you'll get to a page, and depending on whether you're diamond level or gold level will see everything on the page, and gold level will see just certain pieces of it. Everybody gets a 2-hour practice call, practice analysis call, and that's the link to get that scheduled if you haven't already is there. Then there's the private coaching, which is next. And on the private coaching, those are for diamonds only. So on the next slide, you're gonna see training calls here. This is today's call and then all the rest of them for the year. So I highly recommend that you mark your calendars and get them on and put all the access information so you don't miss any. The next thing we have is the virtual retreat days. There's 4 of them and the schedule for them is there. Those are all days for us to get together. They're scheduled from 11 to 4 on various weekends. We tried to schedule them every other month, and we're going to be going deep into topics and actually have you do work. Right? You know how you have a call and you learn some stuff and then you go back and it never gets done? These are get it done days. So that's where the schedule is for that. You'll see at the bottom of both of these pages, there's a little arrow and recording. So once we've done any of these, you'll click here and it'll take you to a recordings page. We're all here for a reason, right? We want to change healthcare. We want to help people. We want to stop diabetes. We want to stop people from being miserable and going through menopause. We want to stop people from, you know, having chronic gut inflammation that's wrecking with the rest of their system. We want to help people to get well, and we want to change the paradigm of medicine. So it's our joint mission to do that. We're going to talk about the standard of care is disease management. And it's a problem, right? It's just like, let's throw some darts in the dark and hope that they land in the right place. Let's put a Band-Aid over it and hope that something else bad doesn't happen down the road because we've suppressed the symptoms. But what we're about is true healthcare. True healthcare is what we're about. And for you guys who have made this extra investment of your time and finances into the Practice Accelerator, it's because you want to be a bigger voice in that place. There's a lot of people talking about this, not enough, and you want to be a bigger voice and you want to stand out as a voice. True healthcare is the magic of helping people to just absolutely get well. So the way that we do that is via the Unstoppable Practitioner formula. And within the main bulk of the program, in the NEPT program, there's the self-nurturing where you can go through all of our client programs, and then there's the clinical mastery. But what this piece, the Practice Accelerator, is all about is that authentic business and marketing strategies. And throughout the course of this training series, we're going to hit all of these topics and probably and then some. So my goal for you at the end of our year together through these trainings and through the masterminds is that you've developed your ideal client personality. You know, you've basically laid it out. Who is this person? You've actually packaged your programs and really done it in a way that's going to serve you and them. We don't want you creating a package that you go, I hate this. I hate doing live events. Why am I doing this? Or I don't like getting on Zoom calls. I'd rather be one-on-one with people. Or I don't like all this one-on-one. I'd rather be in groups. You want to love what you're doing. And we're going to help you to create that by the end of this time. The strategy sessions and the signature talk are your ways of attracting clients in and then getting them to buy into your message and the fact that they really need you and they're investing in their own health. And then the getting known and getting booked. So those are more advanced strategies. And we could actually study that for several years, right? Because there's so much. But I want you to have at least one strategy that you're implementing in each of these areas. The whole point is to get leverage, right? Because if you think about it, if you just stick to one-on-one work with people, unless you're charging a very large fee, which very few people are actually willing to invest, then you are working really hard and you have a cap. You have a ceiling on your income, right? Even if you're able to get $500 an hour for what you do, because of all the other things that are involved in running a business, there's no way you're going to work a 40-hour week making $500 an hour. Maybe you can work half of that if you're lucky, but maybe it's going to be less because of all the other things you have to do to actually attain those clients and attract those clients and get them involved. But when you can leverage your time, when you can leverage via programs that people will pay you smaller amounts of money, but a lot of folks, and when you can use smaller groups to create an intimacy and a connection that you still can get the results that you would with one-on-one, that's when your business is going to soar. So the next thing we're going to look at is what you have already in your portal that a lot of people don't even realize they have. So I just wanted to make sure it was clear up front that there's already a lot of training here. And we're just going to take this and go deeper with it and help to personalize it for you. Not just educational knowledge, but personalize it for you. So when you go to our main INE page, when you log into the site, you're going to see Practice Building Success System in the middle, but you're also going to see it off to the right-hand side with a menu. It has a little arrow, and when you click the arrow, it'll drop down the sub-components of that. So we're going to look at the resources that are already recorded in there, and then the guest faculty resources, so you know you have a library of stuff. And as we go through these trainings and hit on things, and you need more stuff, I'm going to send you there to listen, watch, and learn from the trainings in there. Next will be where you get to when you click one of those links. This is the dashboard for the Practice Building Success System. There are some coaching calls. We haven't done a lot of those, but we've done a few. There are the resources, which is a set of six modules on topics that we're gonna touch on today and in this training to go deeper with. And then there's guest faculty resources. And then if you click the next page, when you click through on resources, you're going to see the list of trainings that I've already done. Be able to identify your target audience and then, you know, put what you do into a package, make teleseminars, get out there and really attract the clients, master enrollments conversations, and what do you do? How do you do this in teleseminars? So all of that stuff's there. And it's more of the overview pieces, and we're going to go deeper by actually how do we apply this to you. So this is available to everybody in the program. You guys get the deep dive. And then we have a whole bunch of others. So I'd recommend that you look at these. On the next page is the guest faculty resources. And there's a lot of really nice presentations that may help you to get through to whatever it is that's really up for you. All right, so the next is those of you who came to Shine Live in 2017 got this beautiful map of what we put together, brand new, hot off the press, the Unstoppable Practitioner Formula. And the first two are the self-nurture and the clinical mastery, which is the main part of the program. The last column, which we're going to zoom in on and really take you through today, is that authentic business and marketing. And I cannot stress enough authentic, that word authentic, because it has to be true to who you are. And when you try to take someone else's strategy and the way models the way someone else does it, unless it rings true to you, it's going to fall flat. You really have to have you in your marketing. It's so, so important. So we start with, if I could wave my magic wand, you know how we start that with our clients, right? If I could wave my magic wand, what would your life be like? You know, if this fatigue suddenly lifted and this diabetes went away and you felt clarity, what would your life be like? Well, that's what I want you to be looking at for your own practices. So the next slide is your health practice, your dream practice. What is it that you want to create? Whether it's the one-on-one model or whether it's the online model, whatever it is, I want you to really hone in on it. And in the center is that my ideal lifestyle practice. Like the lifestyle practice, meaning it fits your lifestyle. If you love being out in nature and walking barefoot on the grass, and you create a business where you have to put on high heels and a suit and go into corporate every day, you'll quickly tire of it and be miserable. So how can you incorporate who you are into your business model and your marketing? If I waved my magic wand, what would that practice look like? And I've given you some boxes to fill in to help you come up with that and that in the middle after you've filled out everything around the edges. And around the edges, we have what are you currently doing, right? Well, I'm seeing two or three people a month doing XYZ, or I'm in my clinical practice in the NHS, or I'm being a locum doctor, or I'm a nurse in a hospital, whatever it is for you, pharmacist, whatever it is for you, what is it currently? And then what's my 1 year vision? Where do I want to be in a year? Where do I want to be in terms of income in a year and 5 years? And this is a dream practice. This is not like tempered with reality. Yes, I'd be very happy if I made $50,000 a year. No, I'm not taking that. We're going to dream here. What would it take? Because when you dream and you set it, you can make it. And I remember being in a program years ago. I started it in 2011. And that was what he said. What is your ideal? What is that income you're striving for? And the income I was striving for, I put down. And I was like, oh, he's going to think I'm greedy. And how can I ever do that? And do I deserve that? And all that garbage comes up. And no, I didn't make it the first year. But by the second or third year, I think it was the middle of the third year that I was working in that program, I made it. And it was a big number. And then 2 years later, I doubled it. And I'm hoping this year to double it again. So it can happen. It can happen. I didn't believe it. I didn't even understand how somebody could make money doing what we do. I was just in that mindset of poverty. And you can do it. So don't be afraid to dream on that. Don't make what your dream income in a year or 5 years is just what you need to barely pay the rent. Don't do that to yourself. Dream big. Because here's what happened when I unleashed the ceiling on what I thought I could do. All different things came about. All different possibilities opened themselves up to me. I said, okay, I'm this much short of that 1 year goal. Okay, what do I have to do to make it? So your 1 year goal might be a little bit more practical, but your 5 year goal, let it fly, baby. You know, just let it dream, because you never know when you're gonna do it. And I know you can, So you fill out this form, you get the middle. I want you guys to commit that within, by the next call that we have, that you've filled this form in. Who's willing to commit to that? Yes? Yes? Okay. And you've probably done a lot of it already, so it's not all that hard. Authentic business and marketing strategies way up close, okay? So the ideal client. I'm sure a lot of you have done this before. Like, who's my ideal client? And you go, ho-hum, let's just move on to something else. Ho-hum, this isn't gonna work, you know? So I don't want to do this. I want to just get into the meat of it. I want to design my program, or I want to create a live event. But in the reality of this is you really do need to clarify what you do, who you do it for, and why you do it, right? And I know Annette has a huge mission for why she does it, right? She sees the potential of these kids with diabetes that moms don't know how to take care of properly. She knows what it could be because she is like, she's intimately connected because of her own daughter, right? She has this mission. And so I want everybody to have that mission and be really clear on who your audience is. When you're clear on the audience, it's not just about where do you find them? It's about how do you speak to them? How do they speak about their issues? Super important. And the what do you do? Well, what do you do? Well, what do you do? Well, I provide nutrition and lifestyle education to help people as they're transitioning to menopause so that they live productive lives, or to executives or whatever. We'll go through a model with this. But it's really important that you don't skip this. And you know what? You don't have to be married to it. You know what? It can change. 6 months in, it can change. You just need to have some place to start. And you know what? It doesn't mean you're going to push away the ones that don't have that same thing. So we're going to go through the pieces of this throughout this presentation today. The packaging your genius, finding a way to deliver it in a way that you love, mastering your strategy sessions, creating a signature talk, and get known and get booked. These are more advanced, and we're just gonna touch on these today, and these are gonna be subjects of future trainings. All of these will be subject of future trainings, but in more depth. So I really want you to tune in to how do you prefer to work. I like to be at home in my pajamas. Well, my workout clothes, right? In the summer, it's a pair of shorts and a tank top with a bathing suit underneath, so I could quickly throw them off and go outside and go for a swim and then come back in with my hair wet and still be able to keep working. That's what I love. Somebody likes to be in an office. Like, they like the connection with other people. Really, what is it that you want to do? And that's it. I don't want to see people in my home. Somebody said that anyway to me. I don't want to see people in my home, right? If I'm going to see people, I'm going to be on the internet, or I want to be in an office or go to somebody else's office or whatever. Is it groups or one-on-one? Do you really prefer the energy of a group, or do you find it a little bit too much? Like, you're really sensitive to the energy. You want one-on-one. You want to lead classes online, in person? Do you want to be in a corporate setting? Decide what it is that turns you on. Do you want to work in a gym? I have a friend who has a chiropractic office in a gym. She loves it because, you know, on breaks, she goes and works out. It works for her. I want you to explore your niche. And people think it's going to be, that would be next. Explore your niche. That would be expansive rather than limiting. People think, oh my God, if I limit, then no, I'm going to cut down on the number of people can come to me. In reality, when you're really clear on your niche, you speak to them and they go, oh yeah. Somebody says, hey, what do you do? I help people get healthy. Oh, well, that's nice. I help people who have knee pain that can't walk up and down the stairs easily to get back into walking up and down the stairs and be able to go back to, you know, working out at the gym. Oh, if you're a person that fits, you're going, I want to talk to you because you specialize in what's going on for me, right? If Annette says, I help people with diabetes, that's much different than saying, I help the parents of people, of kids with diabetes to create peace and serenity in their life. Because we know that kids with diabetes create chaos in the life and fear. You know, whatever that is, when you speak their language, when you find out what they're saying and what their fears are, that's when you're going to attract the right people. So it's not, I'm a medical doctor. I'm a nutritionist. I'm a health coach. No, it's, I help people. Who is it? I help moms of diabetics who are struggling with fear and uncertainty and chaos in their lives to find balance and peace so that they can live comfortably with this kid with this disease. I just made that up. It's probably not that good, but that's what I want you guys to be working on, right? What is it? You're hitting what their struggles are, all in that same sentence. And if you said that to somebody in an elevator, you know, that's why they call it an elevator pitch, but if you said that to somebody, they'd go, oh, I know exactly who would work for you. I know exactly who I'm going to refer to you. Wow, you would really help my niece who has, you know, two kids with diabetes. How can I get her in touch with you? And you're solving their most burning problems. Annette and I talked about this, and it was the beep, beep, beep all night long of the monitor going, oh my God, they're having a low. Oh my God, I got to get them before they go into coma. Right? What keeps them up at night? Actually, it's a beep, 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 and it's the kid who they're struggling with, right? But others, you know, what is it they're struggling with? You know, it's this pain in my gut is going to turn into a tumor like it did for my mom? Or, you know, how am I going to get that promotion at work and support my family when I don't have the energy? What is it that they're saying? And who are the people you want to be attracting? Women who want to experience comfortable menopause. That speaks to Allison. Athletes who want a performance edge. Moms who want to know how to make quick and tasty meals their kids will love. Business people who want energy and mental clarity for success at work. What is it that your people really want? And then what's the solution they want to experience? Ah, calm, relaxed meal times. Kids saying, Mom, this is delicious. Can I have more? Long and fruitful workouts without pulling a tendon or collapsing because you're exhausted. Calm and comfortable digestion. Peaceful periods. Harmonious menopause. What is it that they want? And when you get in touch with this, all your language is going to speak to them. And it's not going to speak to the people who it's not for. It's going to repel them, and you want that. You want it to repel the people who you don't want to work with. Now, Does it happen that somebody says, oh, you work with menopausal women, would you work with me? Because I have really painful periods and, you know, would you help me? And you go, of course I would, right? Of course I would. And the questions about the niche. People always say, I don't know if I can do that. I don't want to narrow down. You want to know if your niche is big enough to be viable. I work with people in their 20s who have skin rashes and they're beekeepers. It's not a big enough niche. You're not going to find that, right? You have to have a big enough niche to be viable. And is what you're wanting to help them change something they want and are aware of needs changing. And if not, you can word your language in such a way that you do handle their problem and then you give them what they need. Like in Annette's case, I know that those moms are not going, oh, how do I make sure my kid doesn't need too much insulin and then not enough insulin? They're just wanting to know, how do I tolerate this, right? They're not knowing, I want to know exactly what foods to eat and how do I have to give up the child? I want to know which foods I have to give up, right? Which restaurants we have to go stop going to. They don't want to know that, but Annette wants to teach them that, right? But they don't know they need that. And so the thing is education-based marketing to teach them what they need. Right? To teach them why they need it, why they need your solution. But you're going to market to them with the solution. I market blood sugar balance with belly fat, brain fog, and exhaustion. Who doesn't? They have that. They want to know if their belly fat, brain fog, and exhaustion is a problem with blood sugar, and I help them to define that through my marketing. How highly do the people within your niche rank solving this problem, right? So if it's a toenail fungus, most people are not going to spend $3,000 for a three-month program to get their toenail fungus fixed. But if they knew that that toenail fungus meant that they had fungus in their gut and that it could lead to colon cancer down the road, they may be more inclined, right? And that's how you educate them. And are they willing to spend money to solve the problem? Most people will go to the store and get some over-the-counter antifungal. If it gets bad, they'll go to the doctor, get a prescription antifungal. That's as far as they're willing to go with it, is their copay, right? But if they knew what it really stood for, they would. And do you love them, right? Do you love them? I do not want to work with certain groups of people who are closed-minded and very much into the medical model and believe that immunizations were the best thing that saved the planet and think that nobody should have to eat that crappy health food. But my wife sent me here because she said you'd help me. I don't want to work with those people. I don't want to convince them. I just want to work with the people who are open-minded and ready for change. And that's what I decide. You can decide who you want to work with, but you have to love your audience. So in terms of creating your dream practice, so first we talked about the problem you solve, the audience you help. Next, we're going to talk about your results system. How do you get them results, right? Do you do it by making an ebook and selling millions of copies of it? Or do you have an ebook that leads them to a program where you can work with small groups of people? What is that? What's your delivery system? So we're going to do that next. You've got to really look at what do you do and what do you want to be doing with them and clarifying your process, right? If you just say, I'm going to coach you for 3 months and I'm going to help you get over your menopausal symptoms, but you don't have a plan, right? You don't have a plan. Like Annette and I and Allison and I have laid this plan out, right? Okay, what do you do first? What do you do next? And we're going to take you through this. We're going to get your adrenals balanced. We're going to get your gut balanced. We're going to do this. And this is going to provide you with a healthy menopause or whatever those pieces are. And that's the first thing I always have people do is identify your steps. Identify your steps. We don't want it to be 37 steps. Ideally, it's 5 steps or 7 steps that can be then be broken down into sub-steps. Right? So if you have 12 or 15 or 18 things, how do you lump them into sub-steps? Because it overwhelms people if it's too many. Name the steps. Identify your delivery system. Is it a book? Is it a webinar series? Is it a live event? Is it a small group coaching program? Add juicy resources because you don't want them to be saying, oh, well, I just paid you $3,000 for a 3-month program and it includes, 5 hours of coaching. That means that you make $600 an hour. That's ridiculous. I only make $20 an hour, right? But you package in all these other juicy resources, some ebooks, some recipe guides, menu plans, etc. Then they go, oh, wow. And I'll share with you what my first one was. Then you want to enroll the clients. And we're back at the beginning. So you want to package it, avoid the pay-as-you-go model, bundle your visits with them with all kinds of things, ebooks, recordings, recipes, done for you something or other, menu plans. Offer quick sign-up bonuses and grab a catchy name. Calm your gut fire, jumpstart your energy, right? Can make them snappy. And even if you can't come up with a snappy title, at least you've got to have it be descriptive and results-oriented. You want to be able to identify your delivery system. That would be next. Like, are you going to go one-on-one in person? Are you going to do one-to-many in person, small groups or large live events? Are you going to do one-to-one distance? Are you going to do one-to-many distance, like small groups or large programs, right? You can do a small group of 8 to 10 people where you're training them and teaching them and coaching them and they're learning from each other. You can do large programs like our Sweet Spot program where we've got, I don't know, between the returnees and the new people, we've got probably close to 600 people doing that right now. So, and also you want to identify how that works best for you. Monthly retainers, those are good starting ways. If you're just doing one-on-one coaching and you're learning to transition, stop doing one-to-one. Have them pay X dollars a month for whatever number of office visits and recipes or menu plans or whatever else they're going to get. And then, but the problem with that is they have to renew every month and you're in that enrollment thing every month. The next one is a time period package where you can go multi-month commitment. You can say, okay, I'm going to give you a 3-month package and it's still kind of the retainer package, but for instead of it being $1,000 a month, it's only $2,500 if you do 3 months. And, you know, you want to include in there, of course, accountability and diet and bonus materials. Super important when you do that so they feel like they're getting a lot of value. The third one is a package of sessions, multi-month commitment. You go, okay, we're gonna do this number of sessions and you have to use these sessions whenever you want, but you have to use it within 6 months or 12 months or whatever. Package of 5 sessions at a discount. These are all packages that anybody can start with when you're just going from the one-to-one and you want to have a little bit of extra. It's not really as leveraged as it could be. Sure, you can raise your hourly rate when you package it in with other stuff like ebooks, but it's really not all that leveraged. What really gets leveraged is when you create a program that you can get multiple people in, whether it be an in-person in your living room or in a local cafe where you get together with this small group once a month, and they do certain stuff, and then maybe you also include some private coaching with that. That might work really well for the moms, right? That they see and they get to community with other moms and get to talk about what's going on, and then you have some privates to help them optimize their own. My first package, I called it the 30-Day Jumpstart Your Energy Program, and that included an initial consultation and comprehensive history, 90 minutes long, 3 follow-up calls. They were supposed to be 30 to 45 minutes. They usually ended up being an hour just because I was going over. Then I included my Green Cleanse program. They got access to my Green Cleanse program, so they got to go through that with us. At that time, we were doing it 4 times a year. Then I included a bunch of ebooks and recipes, and it was $497. It was a hot seller. I had to raise the rate because everybody was saying yes to it. Okay, but it was a nice little starter package, and I knew that once it ended, they were either the, you know, fly away and do the stuff, or they were ready to move on and go deeper. That's why we call it a jumpstart. Give you ideas? But your decisions of when you're making a program is how long is the program going to be? How many sessions are going to be included with you or whether it's a group or one-on-one? How long are each of those sessions going to be? Is it in person or is it on the phone? And what are the extras you're going to give them? Are you going to give them SOS access, right? They're stuck and they're in the grocery store and they're about to buy, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cups and they just want to reach out and they text you and you walk them down off the fence or not, right? And if you're going to give SOS, is it a call? Is it a text? Is it an email? Like, how are you going to do that? That's not going to infringe on your own life. And that's where the gotta love it piece comes in. I know somebody who did this and she gave some, the complete access to her. She charged a lot of money for it. But she started to resent it after a while because they had complete access. They were paying her $10,000 a month, granted. So that was a lot of money. So they deserved complete access to her, but she didn't have a life. She had to carry a separate cell phone with her all the time. And in the middle of like a dinner, she'd be running off to answer people, right? She didn't like it and she stopped doing it. She went more to a leveraged group model. And then the last one I'm going to talk about in the Packaging Your Genius, the beauty of teleseminars and webinars. Allison's done them. Lynn's done them. Others in the group have done them. And it just, it helps you to leverage your time because you can get your message out to a lot of people at one time. But the big thing is you get known. You get known for this particular type of content that you're putting out. And they can generate extra cash if you charge for them or if you bundle them, and that's how you do your program. So there's the free teleseminars, which is how you get out there. And then there's the paid teleseminar series usually. The first thing I ever did that I paid for in terms of a teleseminar was a 2-hour. It was called Eat Your Way Out of Pain. And we have it now bundled into a package that we sell and we give away as bonuses now. It was 2 hours. It was audio on Instant Teleseminar. I had a bunch of slides that I showed, and we turned it into a package, a program, and we still sell it for like, I don't know, $47, $27, something like that. But there's a value to doing these for free. And to do Facebook Live. Facebook Live is new within the last year or so when it's really gotten to be more widely accessible. I didn't have that when I was first starting out. I wish I did. These Facebook Live events help dramatically for you to be able to reach a lot of people and a lot of people that don't know you yet. And you just, your friends share it. Like, oh my God, Dr. Allison's talking about menopause right now. You have to read this. You have to see this, Sally. And suddenly you've got people in there. And if you do them right, if you do your free webinars, usually you do them with an opt-in. If you do the Facebook Live, you usually just let them come. But what you want to do is always offer something free during that Facebook Live that sends them to your website to register for something. Oh yeah, I have this really cool hormone balancing elixir. Just give me your name. Just go to this link and put your name in and I'll send it to you, right? Now there's these things called bots that we're starting to experiment with, where you sign up for this little service. It's not very expensive. And when you're on a Facebook Live, you say, oh, just put XYZ into the thing. Like put a recipe guide into there, and that bot will read it and then send them a private personal message via messenger, which is a better delivery than sending them an email. Okay, so we're just experimenting with it. We've got, you know, 100 people or so signed up on our Facebook bot, and we now like trying to figure out what to do next. So stay tuned and we'll have some more information on how to use that. But it helps you to build a library of content. I have so much free content that if somebody needs something for free, if I want to bundle it into a package, I have so much free content from all these free events that I've done. And it helps you to grow your following. So this is really a good thing to do. When I first started out, I didn't even know that you're supposed to make an offer. I was just blind. I had never taken classes. I was blind about this. So I went, I'm going to do this teleseminar. Okay, what's teleseminar? So, oh, I got it. Okay. And then I just do all these free things. But then when I was ready to offer something, I remember that, and I did a green cleanse and I offered my green cleanse from it. Suddenly people were signing up for my green cleanse because they built this trust with me. So don't be afraid to give things away. But then once you've given it away enough, you can ask for the next step. I know a friend of mine who decided he was going to just give away free recipe, a vegetarian recipe, one a week. And he built a mailing list doing one recipe a week. And he built it to like, I don't know, 40 or 50,000 people before he decided, well, maybe I could monetize this. He was in advertising. He was doing something else. Maybe I could monetize this. And he created a program. And he offered the program. And you better believe he was pretty successful offering that program to 40 to 50,000 people. He kept it in a low price range, right? So build it, get the respect, get the reputation, and then you can make offers to people. So going back to creating your dream business, we've gone through the problem you solve, the audience you help, the results system, your delivery system. Now we're going to talk a little bit about client attraction methods and client enrollment. Is this helpful? Probably you've heard a lot of this before, but you know what? The repetition is good. And even if you get one or two new concepts, you're going to have something new that you can put into place. Okay, so where do you attract your clients? I always tell people, go to the grocery store and fill your cart with produce and just start walking around. People stop you and they ask you, what are you going to do with this? And have your calendar handy if you have it on your cell phone. I highly recommend that. Have some cards that you can give them, but don't just rely on giving them your card. Because it just gets stuck in the bottom of the bag and they never find it again. And maybe 6 months later, oh, wow, I ran into this lady Annette. Yeah, I was going to follow up with her. Well, what was it we talked about? You get their card. You get their card or you get their information or you take out your phone and you put it right into your thing. You say, look, I can follow up with you if you want. I can send you a link to my free ebook that has, you know, 17 ways to make kale delicious. Because they're looking like, oh, I don't know what to do. Oh, I'll send you my ebook. Just give me your name and email address. And then when you write back to them and you give them the kale, now you can write to them and say, hey, you know, I do some coaching. Would you like to just like talk about a strategy for helping your family to eat better? Boom. Now you got them. Okay. Now you have the opportunity to get into an enrollment conversation with them. Grocery stores are great. Social events. Not the, hey, here, take my card, but more getting their information, offering something of value to them. And it could be just offering them a strategy session right there. Oh yeah, you know, I've been working with a lot of people and I really would love to help you with that. Well, give me your name and email address and I'll see if I have room on my calendar next week. Or, oh, it looks like I have an opening next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Would that work for us to just get on the phone and discuss this in more detail? And I'm on my way out, so I really don't want to do it right here or whatever. Clubs and meetups, networking groups, speaking engagements are phenomenal. And that's a whole nother thing on its own. It's a way to bring clients in, get speaking engagements, do local little talks or do speaking engagements locally or get them nationally. And it's really a cool thing to do. And from there, you have to have something to offer. And we're going to get into that in a minute. Working with JV partners, going online. These are all ways that you're going to attract people into your fold. So that leads us to, how do we attract them in? Well, lead magnets. You've heard the term lead magnets. Lead magnets, you want to attract them and then put them through a funnel. What does this mean? This sounds so horrible. These are real people and we're using magnets and plastic funnels. This is terrible. Okay, so a lead magnet is what the term is. I don't necessarily like these terms. I'm just using them because it's industry standard. But a lead magnet is something that is going to, they're going to go, whoa, 13 ways to keep your kids' blood sugar steady all through the night. Ooh, I think the diabetics moms might like that. 4 foods that stop hot flashes in a flash. Great. I want that. So you attract them in, but then once you attract them in and give them what they ask for, you want to nurture them. You want to share with them about you, about who you are. Like giving a series of emails after they've opted in. Hey, I'm so glad you got that. I understand your plight. I am a mom. I have a diabetic daughter. I know how horrible it is. Let me tell you a little story about that. So they get to know you. They get to see your vulnerability, right? And your authenticity, and then you flow them into your expertise, right? They're not going to pay someone to who's just another mom like them who doesn't know what to do. They want to see that you're there and now you know how to get out of it. And they will go down and then you have them leading into whatever you have to offer. You don't have anything to offer yet. This doesn't mean you shouldn't be doing this. You should be doing this like my friend did. He had the lead magnet of the recipes. And he didn't do anything with it but nurture them. Send them a new recipe every week. Just encourage them on their diet. And then he decided to do a program. They already knew him, right? They had a rapport with him. They trusted him. So they were going to go into a program. So don't stop short of this. If you don't have a program already lined up yet, just write some emails that tell your story, why you're passionate about what you do, what you've seen, how you've been educated, like a whole series of emails. It could be, you know, 7 to 10 emails in a sequence that just nurtures them and gives them something new. Oh, you might want to check out this resource. This recipe, here it is for chia seeds, right? And you give them and you give them and you give them until you're ready to move them in. Now, you don't have to give and give and give forever if you actually have something to move them into. There's something they call a tripwire. Again, I hate the term, but you get them in, lead magnet, tripwire, stick them in a funnel. That's what we want to do with these people we love? Nah, I don't think so. But that's the way the terms are. So you attract them in with, you know, 7 simple foods that help hot flashes. And then you go, oh, by the way, I have this 30-page recipe guide that has recipes for elixirs and desserts and salad dressings and all these cool stuff that incorporate herbs and foods that help balance hormones. Would you like that? It's just $7. I do this for 2 products. I really should do it for more, But every time I give that quote unquote lead magnet in one of my summits that I'm on, it's called Hormone Harmonizing Elixirs. You've probably seen it. When they opt in for that, if you want to see it, just go to hormoneelixirs.com and you'll see how I do it. So they go, okay, Hormone Elixirs, they get that. And on the page where it says, hey, your book is being, while you're waiting for your book, I just have this other option for you. I have this really in-depth book that has herbs and teas that you can incorporate, and it's all about this and that. I don't remember the exact wording, but it's just $7 today. So I know this works because periodically Scott will say to me, who does my finances, right? He'll go, why are there suddenly like $157 purchases today? Ah, somebody must have given that link out in a summit. So it works. A percentage of those people do spend that money. And if you get them in as a customer, they're more likely to then move into private coaching with you or a group coaching program. So figure out what that lead magnet is going to be, what the pricing is. It's recommended to do it under $10 because it's easy, right? It's like a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? People don't think a lot about spending $7. Or maybe it's $3 in your market, whatever. But whatever it is, it's some money that people aren't going to even think about. And you're going to get a percentage of those in there, and then you have a more dedicated audience in your funnel. I don't like the term funnel. Back when I was first learning, somebody named Kendall Summerhawk took some classes from her, and she like, let's not talk about it as a funnel. Let's talk about it as a pyramid. So you're basically moving the people from the free stuff, that's what the thing is, down into the more expensive stuff. So the little spout at the bottom is your one-on-one services, which are gonna cost more money. So you move them in, but she said, but you're not really moving them down, which is a funnel implies, you're really moving them up. So she put it as a pyramid. You know, at the base is your free thing, and then there's $7, and then there's $300, and then there's your private coaching up at the top. So that's one way to look at it. Many of you have worked with me, and we've worked on the bullseye, right? I like that way to look at it because around the rim is all the ways they get to you for free, and then lower cost, a higher cost, and in the middle, they get close to you. So they're not as close to you out here, but then they get close to you. However you want to look at it, the marketing lingo is to talk about it as a funnel. But really, I prefer the pyramid and the bullseye. So you can do online networking to get known, to get these attract people. Start writing on your blog. You don't have to have a big following to do it. Just start writing, and people are going to find you. Find the topics, the keywords that from the language that your audience is using. So you're going to use what you did with your niching, right? What are they saying? What are their problems? You're going to use those as keywords. There are some online keyword tools. It used to be it was just free link you could go into. I think now you have to log in. You have to create a Google AdWords account and then log into your Google AdWords account. And then they have a keyword selector tool in there. And then there's also paid ones as well. But you can look up like, okay, people are having trouble with hot flashes. Okay, what are some of the keywords they're using around that? Menopause, what are they thinking? How well are these being searched each month? But you also don't want to search for things that are too in-depth. And we have training in that already done in the Practice Building Success. It just goes into more details about that. And there's all kinds of places, online places, other people's blogs. If you love to write, then write little articles and find places to submit them to. A lot of people do, including me. I like to just publish articles because it helps me with my SEO. And it also helps you if somebody has a blog that's getting a lot of traffic to have your little bio at the bottom with your link to your freebie. Always put a link to your freebie at the bottom. Don't try to sell something. People don't know you well enough. They say it's like going on a date and asking them to get married the first time. Like maybe just a little kiss might do the trick, right? So you work up to it. Same thing in the relationship with people that you're looking to help and serve. So these are all the places that you can do it. There's forums and Facebook groups. Look up Facebook groups. I know Annette did that. She looked up Facebook groups and she became part of these Facebook groups for the servicing the niche that you're going after. What other Facebook groups can you go on? No, you don't go on there to advertise. You go on there to be a voice of reason, right? To give them some good information. And you can send them to a free blog post that you wrote. Oh yeah, I wrote a whole blog post about that. here's the link, right? You got to be careful. You got to check in with the owner of the group that you're not bending the rules. But that's a great way to get it because they're targeted, right? They're targeted. I hear a lot of things about Pinterest and Instagram. I haven't used those much. I used to use Blog Talk Radio, but now with Facebook Live, I'd much rather just get on Facebook Live. And here's a trick. I think Annette and I talked about it. Somebody and I talked about this. I don't remember who it was, but we basically, you do a Facebook Live, and then after it's over, you download the MP4. You can do that. You download the MP4, and then you put it up on YouTube. And then once it's on YouTube, then you go to your blog and you write a little article about it. Maybe it's just the show highlights. Maybe you go to Temi.com, which is a part of Rev.com, and get a computer-generated transcript so you don't have to sit there. Or you just kind of, you know, have an outline before you did it and you have all your things. And then you write a short blog article. I understand that 300 words is the minimum for, you know, really to get traction in Google. So you write a short little article. Now you embed the YouTube video and then you post it. And then maybe a couple of weeks later or a week later, sometime later, you go back and in part of your strategy on your Facebook, you send them to that blog article, right? So there's some people who watched it live, but after a few days, that traffic dies down on the live and people forget about it. So now you bring it to life again and you put it on your blog and you YouTube. And then when you're on YouTube, you also send them to your blog to read the article about it. Because now, oh, you want to know the summary about this. You want an article about this. You go here. You put that as part of your YouTube. And now you're sending them back to your blog. On your blog, you want to have a lead magnet, an opt-in. We're going to do a whole training on that. I want that to be one of our day-long things that we can really work with it, and I can help each of you to finalize and fine-tune that lead magnet because it's so important. And more than one lead magnet is nice to have. So they go to the blog, and that lead magnet is sitting right there. So there's a lot of ways to do it. And in the post, you can even say, oh, to go more detail of this, I have 12 foods that, I have this little recipe guide for the 12, what's the thing, Annette, you were working on, the thing where alternatives to the candy and the juice boxes in the middle of the night if the kids diet, what are healthy alternatives to that? So I have a list of 12 of those. Here, get it for free here. Now you've gone traffic from YouTube, traffic from Facebook, traffic to your blog, and you've got a whole bunch of extra traffic source that you get them into your fold. So that's just a quick summary. And again, we're going to go into way more details about all of this in the future trainings. I want to give you a big overview, and then I want to find out what things you guys find will be most helpful. Joint venture opportunities. What are the other health coaches that do something with a similar audience, but they offer something different, right? Someone who offers, I don't know, exercise for diabetics, for type 1 child diabetics, right? You can go, oh, well, I have this nutrition for those guys. Let's do a joint venture, okay? And then doctor's offices are always great, right? If you go and you say, who are these endocrinologists that are working with type 1 diabetics? Can I do a presentation in your office for the parents to help them so that they're not, you know, calling you in the middle of the night because they think the kid's glucose is too low? So working with those is really a good thing. Back to attracting clients. These are some of the things we went through. Now, once you've attracted them, what do you have to do? You have to enroll them. There's a couple of ways to enroll them, right? If you want to do a higher end program, or you want to do one-on-one or small group program, you can offer a free consultation or a reduced fee consult. You can offer consults as a bonus for other people's programs. So say I did this recently with someone in the group. It's like you offer something that they don't offer in their program, but their audience could really use it. I had somebody who's done this with fitness. I've done this a number of times with fitness bonuses for my ERC people and sweet spot people. And I bring somebody in to actually go in depth. So I'm bringing somebody in to do emotional eating in depth for the sweet spot people. So when you can do that, then you get known to that person's group. And you can always offer something free at the end. Like, oh, this, we only had 45 minutes for me to show you all these. I have this booklet that has, you know, an extra 7 recipes. Or I have this video that you can go get. And then it helps each person to promote to others. Offer consults in other people's newsletters, right? You can write an article for somebody's newsletter and offer them to get a consult. You can offer consults via speaking engagements. And you get on stage and you only have 15 minutes to talk to these people. It's not enough to offer them to spend money with you. So you say, look, I have 15 consultation slots, 15-minute consultations where I can get to know you a little bit and give you a few pointers to help you put what we talked about today into practice. Come, you know, sign up this form or do whatever you do for it, and you get them in there, and then you do your enrollment conversations. Enrollment conversation. We have a whole bunch of information on the Practice Building Success System, including an interview with Bill Barron, who's excellent at this. I love his program, Master of Enrollment, and I've learned so much from it about how do you establish rapport. When I went through his program, I went from being on these enrollment conversations and maybe getting, you know, 1 in 8, 1 in 10 to say yes to me, because I gave them so much that they're like, oh no, I don't need to sign up for a program. I'm just gonna do this for the next 3 months and I'll come back and see if I need more help. To learning how to do those and doing, like, I don't know, 8 out of 10 is what I was getting after being in his program. So you need to really learn how to do this, and there's a flow to the call and the rapport and creating a gap and all that. You wanna ask them what's holding them back and establish, there's where they wanna be, here's where they are, what's in the gap and how you can fill the gap, like, and give them a taste of how you can help them. But if you leave them with a long list of 12 supplements and 14 foods that they need to incorporate and avoid, then they'll go, why should I coach with her? I'm just gonna figure this out on my own. So you gotta be careful about that. And then you make an irresistible offer. So when I would do those calls or you know, do that via an email exchange with my $497 program, they'd say yes right away. When I would do it with higher priced programs, I went up to a $1,500, $3,000, and $6,000 program, and I started to offer these programs. And I would literally, I would just, like, in my head say, oh, this person doesn't make much money, I'm gonna offer them the lower, the middle end program, right? And I'd have people say, well, I don't think I can get well in 3 months. Do you have a 6 month program? Can I get a discount if I sign up for 6 months? And then I offered it to one person for 6 months. I said, well, you can do 3 months, but in 6 months it's discounted. You know, you save $500. Oh, what if I sign up for a whole year? I was like, I've never done that before. But don't underestimate the power of this conversation for creating hope for them. And then they're like, okay, what do I have to do to get this? What do I have to do? And you give them bonuses and all this. And we'll go into more detail on that, and it goes through more in the site. This is the important part that I really want everybody to know. The next slide is about handling and transforming objections. And the first one that they're gonna say is, I can't afford it. I can't afford that. You know, I only make $15 an hour, and I've got tuition to pay for my kids and food. There's no way I can afford it. I want to think about it. As soon as they leave and they think about it and they don't feel into their heart, they are not necessarily going to come back and say anything. So what you want to do is handle these objections, right? So I can't afford it. Well, if money wasn't an object, would you do this program? And if they say, oh my God, yes. Or they go, well, yeah, probably. If it's a yeah, probably, then they're not convinced that this program's really gonna help them. But if they go, oh, absolutely, I no doubt about it. Okay, how can we help you to find that? How can we finance it? How can we, where are you spending money? I mean, you can brainstorm with them on how they could do it. Lynn's excellent at doing this. She helps people with all sorts of strategies with this. I want to think about it means, okay, what is it? There's something missing, right? So what is it that I can give you, more information that I can give you to help you to make that decision? What do you need to think about? I need to talk it over with my partner. That's a tough one, right? They go, well, we talk about everything. Great. Okay, super. When are you going to talk to your partner? And how can we set up a time to talk to you after? And what does he or she need to know? Does your partner care about, is this condition impacting your relationship with your partner? If it's impacting your relationship with your partner, how would your partner feel if within 3 months or 6 months you had your sex drive back? Oh yeah, he'd be on board, right? He'd be on board. Or how is it impacting your relationship with your kids now? Oh, your husband is having to get up early before he goes to work all day to make lunches for them and do homework with them at night because you're too exhausted? How would your husband react to you having your energy back? Oh, he'd love it. Okay, so what do you need to have? What kind of information do you need to discuss with him? Do you want me to discuss it with him? You want to bring him on and the three of us can talk about and brainstorm how we can make this work for you. I think I'm pretty healthy already. I just am going to do it on your own. That's a good one where you say, how's it been going so far? How long has this problem been there? Oh, you know, 2-3 years. How's been doing it on your own worked so far? Well, I'm a little better. Okay, 3 years and you're a little better? Like, maybe you need some guidance. And I'm too busy now, so not the right time, right? And that's a tough one because, you know, they go, okay, how much is this costing you time-wise? If you're exhausted and it takes you 3 hours to make the kids lunch, what would it be like if you could get up and actually make your kids lunch and have it be done in 15 minutes because you don't have to take a nap between every bread that you're slicing? And what would that be like? So there's a lot of ways you can handle objections. Bill talks about them in his conversation there, and there's others who handle it really well. So I think that that's something, you know, when we did this at the NEPT retreat the first time, we actually talked about this, and then Lynn was our guinea pig. And we went through that, and I like, stop, okay, we're starting over, stop, we're starting over, right? She's like, ah! And by the time it finished, she was doing okay. And now, what is it, a few years later, she gets on the phone and she sells people into $10,000 coaching packages, like it's nothing. So it's pretty cool. So after they say yes, what do you do? This is a couple of key points here I want to make sure you all get, because a lot of times this is missed and then the people back out. You got to enroll them. You enroll them right on the spot. You get at least a deposit. If they say, yes, I want to do this, don't say, here's my form, go fill it out, and you'll be enrolled. No, you take their credit card information there. Even if they say, I have to transfer money to this account, you go, great, is there $100 in that account? Can we put $100 down just so I know you're serious? Because guess what? I want to get you started right away. And I don't want to get you started unless you're really serious. You celebrate with them. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited for you. And then you give them something to do right away. I like to take out the calendar and go, okay, let's schedule your first appointment. When do you want that to be? I have openings next Wednesday at 2. They go, oh, okay. And in the meantime, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to send you a link to this this questionnaire I want you to fill out. And I'm going to give you a little 5-recipe guide that I want you to just start playing around with, or whatever it is that you give them. Deliver the program. Get the results. And don't forget to ask them for a story, their story, a testimonial. Because those make all the difference in the world. We get the unsolicited testimonials all the time. We've been getting them on Sweet Spot already. Oh my God, I've already lost 10 pounds. And oh wow, I have more energy than I've had in many years. Those are ones that you want to quote so that when you're having a conversation, you actually talk about that. I talk about people a lot of times. I go, oh yeah, I know I had somebody who was in your situation too, and she had 110 pounds to lose, and she was on thyroid medication, and you know, we got her off of that, or she got off of that. I wouldn't say we got her off of that, but she got off of that within 3 months by following this. And I know you can do stuff too. It's really, you know, anyway, you use that. So additional sources of revenue. You can do affiliate marketing. So you're just starting out and you're going, oh, how am I going to pay the bills? I got to get this going. Use affiliate marketing for income streams. Look for things like summits that you want to promote. If you like the way somebody's doing a summit on diabetes or on menopause or on brain function, go ahead and get the affiliate link. Sign up. Go to their site. Sign up as an affiliate and promote it to the people who are following you. Put it on Facebook. Work with people who have physical products, right? If you're doing diabetes, you may want to get a relationship with a meter. Right? Or a Lancet, the special Lancet. How do you get that going? In the training portal, in the PBSS training portal I showed at the beginning, we have a whole presentation on affiliate marketing and resources for you to get started on that. It helps. For example, one of our people in NEPT, she sent a couple of emails out. She has a very small list, and we have this, we can look to see how many people clicked on her link, how many people opted in for her link, and then how many people bought. She literally had, I think she had like 30 people that clicked on her link, 12 of them opted in, and 3 people bought the program. So now she's going to get a nice affiliate check for that, right? And she shared a resource. That's an amazing thing. She has a really good relationship with those people. You can do that too. She probably is going to get, she'll get the prize for the having the best ratio of the number of people who opted in to the number of people who purchased. Who would you want to affiliate with? Well, other health coaches. Somebody that does fitness, somebody that does gut health, and you do hormone health. Somebody who does stress management stuff or meditation or yoga. And you can create affiliate relationships. It's not just a matter of being online and sending people links. It's a matter of having a relationship even in your community. Authors, natural food chefs with ebooks and videos, if you don't have them, use those, incorporate those. Talk to somebody about incorporating their ebook into your program, right? There's ways to affiliate with others. And then the last thing is resale rights. I haven't found anything really great in this. I think Allison has found something where you buy, spent a little money. I think there's more and more of these now, but I think that Rachel Feldman has this kind of thing where you can buy her whatever, detox, and you have the right to resell that to other people. It's a great way to get started, and especially if you have the ability to customize it. Some of them allow it, some of them don't. Some you have to, they just give you the PDFs, but some allow you to customize it. It makes a lot more sense to just start that way. A lot less time than creating your own. So we covered a lot. This was more of an overview of what do you need to get your practice going. What are all the components? Many of you have these pieces, but you might not have built out each of these pieces fully. And there's some tips and tricks. What I really wanted to do is present that big, broad overview of all the pieces. And then let's get some feedback from all of you on what you want the rest of these trainings to look like. So we have four more hour and a half, 90-minute trainings. We also have, four VIP, like all day kind of things, where my goal for those is to do deep dive into how-tos, do some of that by email beforehand, how do you prepare for it, and coming to that to start to work on stuff, bring what you've already been working on it, and get feedback from me, get feedback from the group. So really like a get it done kind of thing to really carve that out. So I highly recommend that you go to the site and look at the schedule. We showed you that at the beginning, and I'll go back to that in a moment. Basically, creating your lead magnet, everybody needs a lead magnet. Whether or not you're doing in-person stuff or online stuff, it's a really good idea to have a lead magnet and some sort of web presence. A lot of people say, well, I can't get started yet, I don't have a website. I haven't changed my website in 6-8 years. My website is horrific, it's so out of date, but I don't care. I'm gonna fix it someday when I have time. But in the meantime, I send people to lead magnets all the time. I have multiple lead magnets that lead people from the lead magnet into a nurture sequence and into the programs that I want them to think about. Creating a signature talk, that's a great topic for us to do. Like, what would that talk be that's gonna lead people naturally into a lead magnet and a program for you? Helping to get booked. I've just done a bunch of, I just invested in a stage execution course. I've learned a lot about that, about how to actually get yourself booked, and I'll share a bunch of that. How do you do VIP days? Those can be a great source of revenue. We talked before about how it's not very leveraged to do one-on-one, but VIP days can actually take some of that sting out of that and actually create some great revenue and lead them into the next step in a year-long program or six-month program. How do you create high-end programs? Not just the little, you know, low-end $500, $1,000 programs, but how do you actually, what do you have to do to create those $5,000 programs or higher? People are willing to pay it if it's packaged properly. I was just joking with somebody the other day that people are more willing to pay for things like find your ideal mate programs for $5,000 than they are for get your health back, right? And so we've got to get in there with the right message to really know their pain point. So it's a pain point for a lot of people to not have their mate. But what about the pain point of not being able to get up out of bed in the morning, you know, and make the day without four cups of coffee? We got to make that more painful so they're willing to pay for it. Creating group programs, how do we put those together? I've done a lot of it. Some of you in this group, Steph has done a lot of this. What are some of the components of that? Partnerships, you know, how do you create those partnerships? Charging what you're worth and enrolling clients. So I'd love to get feedback from you. You have a copy of the slides. For those of you who came in later, I'll put the slide copies in here. And we also posted it on the Facebook page. But what is it that you'd like to have, like, the deep dive trainings on, and what you would like to have some of the shorter trainings on? And if you get us, just send an email. Send an email to ine@drritamarie.com, and Lynn and I both will get it, and we'll sort through, and we'll just kind of make a decision as to what. Allison says, I use my 7-step system to empower and inspire busy women in their 40s and 50s who are struggling with hot flushes, anxiety, insomnia due to the perimenopause to escape from the hormone prison and live their lives with confidence, grace, and ease. So what I would correct, why would Chama, you open for feedback to shorten it a little bit? Yeah, I would say don't talk about your 7-step system, because that's the boat. If you ever remember what Brenda Norman always talks about, don't talk about the boat, talk about the destination. I empower women. I don't even think you need to inspire, because empower implies inspire as well. I empower women, busy women in their 40s and 50s, who are struggling with hot flushes, anxiety, insomnia. I would say take away due to the perimenopause, too long. You know, if they're in their 40s and 50s and they're struggling with those things, it's really clear it's menopause, perimenopause. And to escape from the hormone prison and live their lives with confidence, ease, and grace. I like it. If you just take those little sections off, because if you try to say this, you're going to get tripped up. It's too long, right? So keep it simple. Some of the stuff is implied. Good one. And for all of you, anybody who came later, who's watching this on the recording, you'll see there's a spot in there that I want you to stop, and I want you to fill out that form that's my ideal practice. Because when you have that set up, then you're going to know where you want to focus and where you need the extra training. Okay? And I know some of you, you know, we've worked on VIP days, we've outlined this, but you know what? Things change. If we did a VIP day a year or two ago, it can change. If we did it 2 weeks ago, hopefully it didn't change very much. But it can change, and it changes over time. The more you do stuff, and the more you say, I don't like working with those people. I want to work with these people, right? I want to change what I do. And you're allowed. You're allowed to change your niche. Okay, one new message. Let's see. Steph says it's always helpful. Let's see. Yes, Allison, you must move into speaking. Lead magnet is miles better than ethical bribe. Oh, I hate that one. Yeah, I like to just say it's a free gift. 10 tantalizing tips for sailing through menopause with confidence, ease, and grace. Love that. Excellent. Still haven't had the courage to add and upsell loads of free stuff. Yeah, so the $7 upsell, you need a VA to take you and say, how do I do that? You have a little thing, you have a PayPal link on the page and says this is $7, and it's amazing. I mean, I've made several thousand dollars on those in the last few months, just the $7 upsells. So it's well worth it. Allison, I love it when Dr. Rita Marie's on fire. Okay, yes, I'm on fire. Yeah, I hardly ever send people to my website. You know, if somebody asks, I'll go, oh, you have low energy, go to jumpstartyourenergy.com. And I try to get custom URLs for my lead magnets. That's a trick. Because if you're going to say, oh, yeah, go to drallisongrimston.com/perimenopause tips, you lost them, right? And that forward slash, they're like F-O-R-W-A, like, what does she mean, right? There's a lot of computer. So you just go to www.10tantalizingtips.com, right? That you can say that in your sleep. It doesn't have to say menopause even. Just 10 tantalizing tips. It's appealing already, right? Who doesn't want to have tantalizing tips? So just look up for a URL that's easy to say. I just got one called Hormone Harmonizing Breakfast. I got another one called Brain Boosting Beverages. Just like, okay, what do I want to put out there? Hormone Elixirs? So just find those URLs. They cost you like $8 a year, for God's sake, you know? I have 200 of them. By then it costs you a lot more than $8 a year, but I've got them and I can pull them out. And when I create something new related to thyroid, I got a whole bunch of thyroid things. So I have a whole bunch. I could go, oh, which one works best? New blood sugar. I wanted a new blood sugar one, an insulin resistance one to go straight to my order form and we'll talk about those tips when we do teleseminars, but to go to the order form instead of the big long sales page. I wanted them to go there because they already heard the sales page. I just told them that. So I send them to the order form, but I don't want to say, go to drritamarie.com/infusionsoft/. I say go to insulinresistancesolutions.com. Easy, right? They can remember that. And if it's something where they don't remember if it's solutions or solution, you can do both, or they'll figure it out. What Allison's saying is, she thought she sold this. She got on a call. The person said yes, but she didn't do all the steps of sealing the deal right then and there. The person was going to get to her later, et cetera. And the person had some second thoughts, and she still may do it. But Allison was on such a high, that attraction energy was so great that the next day she started to attract more people. So whether or not somebody says yes to you or no, your job is to get them aware that they need the help. And then they will get the help. And if it's not with you, it'll be with somebody else. Bless them and send them on their way, right? Not everybody. Nobody has 100% success rate on enrollment conversations. You start with maybe a 5% success rate, then maybe a 10% success rate. If you get to be at Bill Barron's, you get an 80% success rate. But that's rare. That's unique. And that's what we want to work towards. Oh, an amazing conversation with my son. He's been giving group counseling for depression. He has some amazing insights. He feels, and I think he's right, that I will only see success when I release the self-hatred for failure. Whew. Your son is brilliant. Yes. Yes. You are brilliant, right? But when we have this energy that we trap in our body, we don't attract, we push away. And I used to have some of that energy. I used to feel like people were laughing at me and people thought I was, you know, stupid or ugly or whatever. And I would walk around like this. And when I could get over that and go, I have a message. And if you don't like my message, great, you're not my audience. But this is my message and I'm going to share it with you. Yeah, I don't want to be popular. I don't want to be popular. I want to be effective. And you know, I'm not very popular when I say, no, you can't eat that anymore. You got to eat this instead. They don't like that. But when I get them to the point where they're in there, they buy in, they go, but here it can be really good. These chocolate covered bonbons that are good for your adrenals. Whoa. Okay. Let me do it. Yeah. You got to get the payment gateway. Here's what you do. You get an Amazon link, Amazon Pay or Google or PayPal. One of those. You create your payment link. You get the link. And then you go and you get a custom URL and you send the custom URL to the link to the buy now button on that Google Drive. It's an ugly link. You're not going to say it to somebody, but you have that right there. And you bring it up and you go, okay, let's get started here. Do you have a PayPal account? Okay, great. I could put $100. Yeah, if you don't have enough in the account and you have to transfer it, great. We'll just do $100 right now. That'll hold it. That'll hold your spot on my calendar and we'll go from there. Al said, I have PayPal on her invoice, but the default sets payment due in a week. Oh, so you have to change it. You have to change it. See what you can do to figure that out. But do it right then and there. Do it right then and there while they're there. If you have them on Zoom, you can actually just pull it up and say, okay, what do you fill in? Right? Or you give it to them. You do a screen share. You say, okay, hit share screen. Here, go to this URL. Put it in the chat. They click it, and they go through it. And you go, good, you're set. Now we're going to get started. Right then and there. Okay? Even if it's just $100, take it. Much love. Mwah. Thank you. Bye-bye.